There is an old legend about a man who had a rather stupid servant. The master often got exasperated with his servant. One day, in a fit of prostration, he said to the servant, "You've got to be the stupid man I ever met. Look, I want you to take this staff and carry it with you. And if you ever meet a man stupider than you are, give him the staff." So the servant carried the staff. Often out in the marketplace, he met some pretty stupid people. But he was never sure they were worse off than he. Years passed with the servant carrying his staff. Then one day, he came back to the castle and was ushered into the bedroom of his master. His master was quite sick. In the course of their conversation, the master said, "I'm going on a long journey." The servant said, "When do you plan to be back?" The master said, "This is a journey from which I will not return." The servant said, "Sir, have you made all the necessary preparations?" The master said, "No, I have not." The servant said, "Could you have made preparations?" The master said, "Yes, I guess. I've had my life to make them, but I've been busy about other things." The servant said, "Master, you're going on a journey from which you will never return. You could have prepared for it, and you just didn't." The master said, "Yes, I guess that's right." The servant took the staff he carried so long and said, "Master, take this with you. At last, I met a man more stupid than myself." Be prepared, the theme of our gospel for today. Let us put into context the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Wedding customs in ancient Palestine required extra vigilance and preparation for everyone involved. The bride and groom did not go away for their honeymoon, but celebrated for a whole week with their families and friends. It was the custom for the groom to, in a company with his friends, to come at his discretion and get his bride and bring her to their new home. They would take the longest road possible so that many villagers along the way could join in the wedding procession. Once they arrived and closed the doors, no one else could be admitted. If the groom decided to come and bring his bride at night, then lights were required by necessity to guide the travelers through the dark and narrow streets. No one was allowed on the village streets at night without a lamp. Jesus Christ is warning us of the consequences of being ill-equipped and unprepared. During the first days of the opening of businesses and offices in this time of pandemic, we need to book online, and walk-in are discouraged. Most restaurants were for pick-up only and not dine-in. Even in our parish, you need to go online, register and book to attend Mass, a sign of foresight and preparedness. Also, when we need to travel, we need travel arrangement to get into a special event that requires a pre-arranged permit or reservation. You just don't show up and enter without the proper pass. It is frustrating for a traveler when going overseas and they can't get into because they don't have the right visa or valid passport. Everything must be prepared to avoid hassle, stress, delay, or discomfort. There are a lot of things that we cannot acquire, find, and get at the last moment. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is reminding us that we should be wide awake, ready, and prepared for His coming, because we do not know the hour and the day. The Virgin stands for people who are waiting for the coming of the Lord. To be wise is to be ready and prepared for any eventuality, for what might happen. Those who were prepared were welcome, while the unprepared were left out, missing the feasts meant losing the kingdom. The virgins typify mankind in search of purpose. Some lack resolution, others are preoccupied with the distractions and trivialities, while some stay focused on their ultimate purpose. So our Lord Jesus Christ invites us to the feasts in His kingdom. Are we ready to come? Are we prepared? Or are we left out at the dark? So be ready. We do not know when the Lord will come. Today, we are also remembering our brave soldiers who sacrificed and died in military service for our country as we celebrate Remembrance Day these coming days. While we do this, and why should we as a nation, and like us as Catholics and Christians, remember something so gloomy? This is an opportunity as a nation to remember and appreciate those who have died so that we might live freely. As Catholics, we remember those who have gone before and pray for their souls. Most importantly of all, Remembrance Day can help inspire us to the greatest thing of which we are capable, by God's grace, sacrificial love. Love that sacrifices for the beloved is divine and the only true love. So in remembering what our Lord did, what all His saints have done in memory of Him, and what others have done, we are reoriented to what life is really all about. Giving one's life for the beloved. Throughout history, we perfectly exemplified a sacrifice that could have been more selfless or clearly intentional. Who is that? The answer, of course, is Jesus Christ, who saves us because He loves us unconditionally and selfless. So as we pray for our fallen soldiers, that God may reward them eternal life in heaven, and we too may imitate them by our acts of sacrifice for others daily, little it may be. We pray for them as we remember them. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, help me to be vigilant and attentive to your call to follow you daily. Make me worthy of your invitation to be with you and all the saints in the heavenly banquet. Amen.